More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, red flags. Are you having concerns about a relationship? Wondering what to do? Let us help you find grace-filled solutions. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, red flags. Are you having concerns about a relationship? Wondering what to do? We want to help you find grace-filled solutions. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Is someone you care about not being themselves lately? If something about their behavior is making you feel concerned for them or for your relationship, well, have they hurt your feelings somehow, or have they been more distant? Do you feel like something's off in your relationship with your spouse, your kids, a family member, or a friend, but you're not sure what to do about it? Let us help you find grace-filled ways to address those red flags.
877-573-7825. Of course, if you were listening to the More to Life podcast later on, by all means, get us your questions to questions@moretoliferadio.com. That's with the number two, questions@moretoliferadio.com. But if you're listening live, give us a call right now at 877-573-7825 and let us help you get all of your relationships, whether that's your relationship with your spouse, your younger kids or adult kids, family members or friends, back on track. 877-573-7825.
You know, I think that so many of us can really stumble when it comes to picking up on red flags in a relationship. And that's often because somebody in our life has trained us out of it. You know, we've had that person who every time we have that sense that something's off, they'll make that excuse. They'll blame us for it. They'll put us down. Somehow they mute our God-given instinct of knowing when something's off because they don't want to be called out on it. They don't want to be called on toward a more godly, holy life about it. They don't want things to be in the right order that God wants things to be in. They're lost in whatever is going on with them. And so sometimes that God-given, I believe, voice of the Holy Spirit can be muted by our experience with other people over time.
Yeah, well, yeah, and then we sort of generalize that to everybody where, you know, unless a problem reaches a certain level, we're not allowed to address it at all.
Or even then, sometimes.
Sure, and of course, I think that's a huge mistake for reasons that we'll get into in a few minutes here. But you know, if you have that spidey sense, kind of tickling
the
in the back
spidey
of your mind,
sense from Spider-Man.
Yeah, you know, tickling in the back of your mind that, you know, just something seems off about this relationship. I'm not sure what to do about it. Maybe not even sure quite how to put my finger on it. Certainly don't know how to address it. We are here to help. 877-573-7825.
Well, I will say, even if it's more than that, you know, tingle in the back of your mind, even if you're straight out like, no, this, I know this is wrong.
Yeah.
This is out of God's order. This is abusive in some way. This is making me feel less of myself than I want to be. This relationship is not what it should be for how we define it. But you just don't know what to do about it. You know, you can be sure something's off. But then what do you do to fix it? That can be the really difficult part. So we're here for you today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And what that is, was when St. John Paul was Pope, he gave a series of reflections over the course of about 5 years, looking at how we could discern God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully reflecting on God's design of creation, especially of our bodies.
The theology of the body reminds us that in the beginning, we were meant to be one with God and each other. There was a perfect order in all of our relationships, but when sin entered the world, division and alienation came with it. We were no longer intimately connected with God and the people in our lives. In light of this, building the kingdom of God doesn't mean doing projects for God. It means cooperating with God's grace to do what we can to rebuild the intimate connections we once enjoyed with God and with others.
You know, what we popularly call red flags are signs that a relationship isn't what it's meant to be for some reason. You know, these red flags are meant to provide a gut check, an opportunity for us to stop and consider the nature of the problem in a relationship, and then prayerfully reflect on what God might want us to do about it. You know, and sometimes there are so many red flags that the most prudent thing to do is to withdraw from the relationship and give the person to God. But other times, and hopefully most times, a red flag can be a sign that there are little corrections that need to be made to prevent the bigger problems from developing down the road. You know, and if that's the case, then it's important to make sure we're addressing those small problems early instead of ignoring those red flags and telling ourselves it'll get better by itself. You know, by consistently bringing all of our relationships to God and asking Him to teach us, to help us discern the next step to making them healthier and holier, that's how we do the work that Christians are called to do. Building the kingdom of God by rebuilding the intimate connections we lost in the fall. Well, if you're wondering how to do that in a relationship with someone you care about, whether that's your spouse, your kids, either younger kids or adult kids, family member or friend, we want to help you deal with those red flags and set your relationships back on course. At 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you all the relationships in our life, especially the relationships that we're having where we feel like something is off, where things aren't what we wish they were or feel like they should be. Help us to know how to identify the problem, how to address it charitably, how to keep addressing it until that problem is resolved. Help us to have the grace, the wisdom, the prudence, and the fortitude that we need to press on, to have the courage to bring up those concerns so that we can cooperate with your grace and rebuild your kingdom by making our relationships healthier and holier. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, we are taking your calls about, well, we're calling red flags. It's just basically those little signs that a relationship isn't what it ought to be or what you wish it was. And, you know, sometimes we're not sure how to bring those problems up, or we have brought them up and they don't get resolved or don't go so well. We're here to help. The number, 877-573-7825, or of course, if you're listening to the More to Life podcast later on, you can shoot your questions to us via email at questions@moretoliferadio.com.
Let's talk now with Bruce, who's listening to EWTN Radio in New York on Sirius XM 130.
Hi, Bruce. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out?
Hi, my name is Bruce Quinn. I live in Middletown, New York. And my wife and I had some bumpy roads here and there. She has advanced Crohn's disease, and cater to all her needs, and I want to take her out today to take her shop and do a little walking, which the doctor told her she should walk, get a little exercise.
But sure.
She's me down. I can't do that, and then gets defensive, and I said, I know what the doctor told me. And there's nothing I could do to take her mind off her disability and try to patch things up in our marriage.
So, Bruce, it seems like, you know, you have a beautiful heart. You're a good man. You want to please your wife. And, you know, you're working really hard. One of the questions that I have for you, though, is you know, I think she's getting defensive because you're proposing ideas without asking her what she needs first, which is a kind of a common problem that we as men can have, you know.
Every human does it. Yeah, don't just pile that on yourself.
Well, right.
I don't think it matters who we
are.
Yeah,
everything you're suggesting is great, right? I mean, the doctor suggested that she get out. You're trying to help her do that. You're trying to motivate her. You know, that's awesome.
But
right?
You're coming up with the ideas to implement what the doctor instructed.
And I'll tell you, that's not just you and your wife. That's any time that dynamic exists between two people, you get a defensive response, right? Because the other person kind of feels like they're being told what to do or pushed into doing something they don't want to do or that they should do, but they don't feel up to it. And then you end up getting the brunt of it. And you're trying really, really hard to be loving. And you're trying really, really hard to work for her good. And you're doing, and it's all coming from a really good place, but then you end up feeling rejected and uncared for and unappreciated. So what I'm going to suggest to you, Bruce, is that you redirect those very good intentions and you sort of sit down with her in two ways. First of all, I want you to have a bigger conversation with her and say, you know what, honey, I've really been trying hard to take care of you, but clearly what I'm doing isn't working. You know, what helps you feel cared for? You know, in general, you know, when you're having a good day, what you know, when you're having a day where you're not feeling quite so awful from the Crohn's disease, like, what would you like those days to look like? And on the days where you're feeling really, really awful, what do you need those days to look like? And how can I support you? What do you need from me? And really just draw her out. Like, she might say, you know what, I don't know. It's like, well, okay, well, let's pray about it then. And we don't have to have answers right now. Let's just pray about it and keep praying about it until we think of something. But the things I'm doing, you know, I feel like I'm a juggler here. You know, I'm just trying to come up with all kinds of things to make you happy, and it's just not working. And that's not your fault. That's me. I need to know. I need to create that space where I can listen to what you need from me. So let's pray about it. Okay, Lord, you know, please help me to know how to love my wife the way she needs to be loved, and help her to know what she needs from me and communicate that to me so that I can be the husband she needs me to be. Just please bless her and help us to be able to have a healthy relationship even while she's dealing with this illness. So you're setting it up so that you are creating space for her to feel safe coming to you and telling you what she needs, and that you're really listening to her. And if she's struggling to identify those needs, you're leading the process of praying about it so she can articulate those needs more clearly, and you have a receptive, open heart to hearing that. Now, so that's what I want you to do in general, like today. But in the specific instances, you know, you want to ask her, so, you know, We come up with this whole list of things to do on good days or on bad days. Is this a good day or a bad day? Right? Mm-hmm. How are you feeling? Which list should I be working off of today? What do you need from me today? Right? And really taking her lead in this. If you want to suggest, if you say, hey, you know, I know you're not feeling great, but the doctor did say that if you get out and walk, you know, that can help. How do you feel about that? Right? Don't be the guy who's like, come on, the doctor said you got to get out. Let's go. You know, even if you're doing it in a nice way, you're going to get a defensive reaction. But if you say it like I'm proposing, hey, you and I both know the doctor said that getting out a little bit could help. How are you feeling about that? Then you're letting her kind of reflect on it and take the lead.
And on a very good day, perhaps, you can say, when she's really feeling well and able to problem solve with you, you can say, all right, like, let's address the days that you're just feeling awful, but you still need to be walking. Because we've all had those moments, right? There's something we are required to do where we know makes us feel better. But we feel so crummy, we just don't feel like we can take it on. We just feel too blah or too run down. And so we don't do it, and then we feel worse. But if on days that we feel good, we can give ourselves a list of things that we would enjoy so we can accomplish that. So you can come up with a list of ways that she could be walking every day. And then you can say to her, okay, based on how you're feeling today, which one of these things can we do to get you walking a little bit that is already on the list she helped generate? that might give her a chance to say, all right, well, I committed to this. I came up with these ideas, and now I can pick one. So you're giving her a little bit of an edge in that direction. Now, I will say, Bruce, if she never wants to do anything for her own well-being, if she just feels too sick to do it, she may be slipping into a depression with all of this, and you really may want to engage a good counselor who can give her practical steps through this, because I suffered from a chronic disease for many, many, many years, and I know those days where it's hard to even get up and brush your teeth. And if you have somebody besides your spouse, which is a wonderful, wonderful blessing to have your spouse help you. But if you have that professional saying, okay, these are the things that need to be done, there's a different way that it helps, and you might really want to engage that person if she hasn't engaged a good counselor yet.
All right, Bruce, so the big, you know, just to summarize, the big takeaways, number one, you want to be praying about this the way we suggested praying about this. And if you want more tips on how to do that, our book, Praying For and With Your Spouse, will really help you bring Christ in the middle of this challenge and help create a space where you can be talking to God and listening to each other in the way that you haven't been. Secondly, taking her lead, you know, not suggesting or not kind of pushing her, not trying to, you know, solve the problem, but really proposing, hey, you know, this is what's going on. What would you like to do about it? How can I help you today? How can I be the husband you need me to be today? And then thirdly, if you're still struggling with that, then it's time to seek some good, faithful counseling. Because, you know, when you're dealing with a chronic illness, that's a stressor that no couple's prepared to deal with.
Truly.
And so you need new tools and new ways to really address that. And so if we can support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. But I do think the suggestions that we propose here on the show will get you started. If you do need more support, we are here for that as well. Again, CatholicCounselors.com, where you can also learn about the book that I mentioned, Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love. Thank you, Bruce, for the call, and thank you. You have a beautiful heart. You're a good man, and I think these suggestions will really help you direct your efforts in a way that will be better received by your wife. All right, 877-573-7825. We're taking your calls today on our show titled Red Flags as we talk about the concerns we have in, you know, really any relationship that we're in. Sometimes that relationship with our spouse or our kids or our friends or our family member, it's just not what we want it to be or what we think it should be. We're not sure how to address it, or if we have addressed it, it hasn't gone well or produced any fruit. What do you do then? Well, let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be taking your calls. Plus, we'll be talking with Rachel Watkins, the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. She'll be sharing some insights on how to deal with red flags. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
Hi, this is Father Mike Schmitz. Please join me for Ascension's Bible in a Year and Catechism in a Year here on EWTN Radio. We're going through the entire Bible and the Catechism in 365 days. If you've ever wanted to understand what it means to be Catholic and allow those truths to shape your life, this is for you.
Bible in a Year and Catechism in a Year with Father Mike Schmitz. Tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on EWTN Radio.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guerendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling. 40 years of experience, 17,000 current students, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plan, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right, pretty much everything. My wife and I use Seton, some of our children. Tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. Over 30% higher on English and reading on the ACT. It's a rigorous program. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to SetonHome.org. That is SetonHome.org.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Do you have an insurance plan that pays for everything, even things you don't believe in? There are options. You can join Solidarity HealthShare, a faith-based health sharing community. Plus, Solidarity HealthShare can save you money with prices starting as low as $384 a month for families.
Call to see how much you can save. 844-398-9399. That's 844-398-9399.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Red Flags, as we talk about concerns about really any relationship that we have, whether it is our spouse or our kids, a family member, a friend. When you are picking up the feeling that the relationship just isn't what you'd like it to be or what it should be, but you're not sure how to deal with it, let us help. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Lisa.
Great to have you with us. And so, you know, when we're dealing with those red flags, you know, how do we know when it's time to maybe get some help or look more seriously at the problem?
I think the biggest red flag that you need to see is that if your relationship is built more on excuses than conversation, then that is the biggest red flag, whether it's you see it with your kids, trying to make relationships with friends, with, you know, friends you have yourself, or even maybe within your spouse. If all you're getting is excuses of why this didn't happen and blaming of other people and not conversation and a give and take, that's a real indication that this relationship needs help.
That's an excellent point. You know, a colleague of mine made the distinction between what he called excuses versus explanations. And excuses were when I give a reason, but I'm trying to justify my behavior, where an explanation is I give a reason that explains what I was trying to do and asks for help for me to do it better. And I think that's kind of what you're getting at, that in a conversation, you're able to say, look, that kind of hurt my feelings, you know, how could we do this better the next time something comes up?
I have a concern about something that happened, but what can we do to fix it?
Versus, you shouldn't be upset about it because I had all the best intentions in the world and you just have a thin skin.
Exactly. And you'll see that with your kids, whether or not it's talking about them getting chores done or homework or something they promised they would do to you. If all you're getting from them is, but, you know, and the blame goes on, then that's a chance to sit down with them and talk about what real responsibility is, how to care for each other within a healthy family. And it's important that you notice that in your kids as well. If they're trying to make friends at school, at college, or even in the neighborhood, if they're coming to you and, you know, Tom said that he'd show up to help me with something, he didn't show up, but he had a good excuse, then you want to maybe teach your kids that they can expect that same accountability and healthy relationship within the friendships they're building.
That is so significant to start teaching your children this. And I think that starts, you know, middle school through high school for sure. And as you said, once they're in college, if you're getting that feedback, because so often when we're young, we don't trust our instincts because we've relied on our parents or our older siblings to tell us right from wrong and to help us make decisions. We need to be training our young people, not in just virtue for themselves, although we certainly need to do that, right? We need to teach them along the line, hey, this is what we do when we're struggling with something. We have real conversations. We make real plans to solve the problem together. We learn who we can trust to do that with. But to not just accept that from friends, and especially friends that turn into romantic relationship, because that can really lead to a very hurtful path for them, can't it?
It is. And I'm glad you mentioned romantic relationships. We need to teach this both to our sons and our daughters. That a healthy relationship romantically begins with, as Greg mentioned, you can explain challenges and difficulties and miscommunications, but if all you're getting is excuses and blaming everyone else, then that's a sign that this relationship is not as healthy as it should be and maybe one that needs to end.
Rachel, I want to thank you for sharing those insights with us because I think it's you know, really important distinctions to make. The idea of whether our relationship is built more on excuses than conversations, we know it's time to really look hard at getting some help for that.
And I want to say, Rachel, we just appreciate so much your insight in this. We want to remind people that you are the creator of the Little Flowers Girls Club, which really helps parents. You don't need to start a whole club. I've done this with my girls in just our kitchen in our home. It really helps us to raise our girls to know and to to actually live virtue and very much be able to gauge it when it's coming from somebody else or there's a lack of it. I recommend Little Flowers Girls Club highly, and we really value your input here on More to Life.
And if you'd like to learn more about participating in it, you can check it out at BeholdPublications.com. That's BeholdPublications.com. Thanks again, Rachel.
Thank you, guys.
And we are taking your calls, listeners, about red flags in all of our relationships. You know, look, sometimes, as I was saying, we were saying earlier in the reflection, you know, the red flags are so many and so big, the best thing to do is to withdraw from the relationship and give that person to God. But, you know, for the most part, those red flags pop up, and they're just little ways of saying something's off here. You know, something is not light. Madeline book there, sorry. Look at me making literary references.
Madeline,
sorry.
There you
I'm
go.
Here. I'm here. Yeah, anyway, so, you know, when you have those little red flags that pop up and say, there's something off in this relationship. I'm not exactly sure what it is, or I'm not sure what to do about it, but, you know, you don't want to let those things go. Addressing it early is better than letting it fester.
So but if you've let it fester and now you really don't know what to do, we're here for that as well. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Call up and share. Has someone you care about not been themselves lately? Is something about their behavior making you feel concerned for them or for your relationship? You know, maybe they've hurt your feelings somehow, or just been more distant in general. If you feel like something's off in the relationship with your spouse, your kids, a family member, a friend, but you're not sure what to do about it, we want to help you find those grace-filled ways to address those red flags. 877-573-7825. If you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, send us your questions to questions@moretoliferadio.com. We'll be back in a minute with more of your calls. Stick around.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
It was like these aha moments kept happening for me over and over and over again. And they still happen because every time you turn around, you see something in society, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear and are looking at it through the lenses of Scripture and teachings of the faith, as we say always here, it makes sense. You connect the dots and you look at what's happening with all of this idea of the transgender ideology and this saying, I want to do whatever I want with my body because it's my body. And then you see all the problems that come from that, not even looking at it from a quote-unquote religious perspective, but the physical problems and mental problems, of course, that the media tried to suppress, but now it's starting to come out. It's like, well, that's because you're denying who you are, made in the image and likeness of God. It's not that complicated, but we make it complicated because we don't want to look at the truth.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? Too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. If you need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them, check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books, on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. By asking for spiritual communion, we are acknowledging that the Holy Mass is the perfect, best way to worship God. The priest intercedes perfectly for us with God the Father because he acts in persona Christi. This is the time to see that through the priest's representation of Christ's sacrifice on Calvary, we are never separated from our Lord. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Jesus reminds us that the key to receiving mercy is being merciful to others. Being merciful means treating people in a manner that reminds them of their worth in God's eyes. We have lots of chances to practice being merciful all day, but the best place to start is in our marriage and family lives. Here are some ways you can begin being merciful to your spouse and kids and reminding them of what they're worth in God's eyes. First, be demonstrative with your love and affection. Let your spouse and kids feel God's love for them flowing through your arms when you hold them.
Second, serve with joy. Remind your spouse and kids how much they're worth to God by taking the time to respond promptly to their concerns and requests. And third, bear wrongs patiently and forgive willingly. By practicing these spiritual works of mercy, we give our spouse and kids a physical reminder that nothing they do will separate them from God's love or ours. To learn more about being merciful in your marriage and family life, check out my book, The Beatitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we are taking your calls today on our show titled Red Flags, as we talk about those little and big signs that something's off in a relationship with your spouse, your kids, a family member, or a friend. Whatever the relationship is, if it's not what you wish it was and not sure how to address it, let's talk it out together. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Laura, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Missouri on Covenant Radio.
Hi, Laura. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Good morning. I have a significant disagreement with family members, and the disagreement is between my parents and my siblings, and I just don't know how to proceed because there's
now. Are you in the middle? Like, so are you the object of that? Like, are people disagreeing with you, or are you stuck in between all the people who are disagreeing?
Yeah, it's my husband and I have made a decision, and and my family is not in agreement, and so we're kind of in their eyes the cause. I think.
Okay. Well, it's, you know what? It's not really your family's right to have an opinion about it.
So. I will say this. I totally get being part of a larger family when we're married. That's a good and blessed thing to have. But we must remember that our sacrament calls us to cling to one another, be our own family, and make our decisions together, and stop being the kids of our parents. Stop caring quite so much about what their input is. We want to make it work for everybody as much as we can, but if you two feel called to something and have made a decision about something, it's them that needs
you
to adjust.
So what can we do for you today? How can we help you specifically?
I guess my question is, we have definitely faced that of, you know, coming together as a husband and wife and making a prayerful decision, and even though it's been hard, making it together. And I guess my question now is, there's a lot of hurt with my family. They're hurt with our decision, and we are hurt with their lack of support and my feeling of abandonment and this great need. And so when we're together and we're around, it's just very painful. And especially with my parents, who I had such a good relationship with growing up, and they're such wonderful parents. And so I'm just struggling with this.
Is it okay to ask a little bit about the decision? I mean, if it's not relevant, then that's okay. But what was the decision about?
There's a family member who we believe is dangerous to our children, and so removed ourselves from his presence.
Okay.
And whenever there's a get-together or something, we don't attend, and, you know, everyone disagrees that he's a danger, is the disagreement.
All right. Well, I mean, you're absolutely in the right on
this.
Yeah,
I mean, if they're living in denial, and you're trying to protect your children, and even if it's just your gut instinct, you must stick with that, Laura. I cannot affirm that more strongly.
And moving forward, you know, you can say, listen, I understand that you guys are upset. I understand that you're frustrated. We've made this decision prayerfully, what we believe is in the best interest of our children. And if you can support us moving forward, great. If you can't, I'm really sad about that. But then we won't be able to be around you either. You know, because you need to send that message, because here's the thing, you know, what you're...
what you're, you know, this happens a lot in alcoholic families. This happens a lot in families where there is a, where is, there is some threat of sexual abuse or history of some kind of abuse or trauma, where everybody wants to deny it. Everybody wants to pretend everything's fine. We want to ignore the elephant in the room. And the person who says, hey, look, there's a big pile of elephant dung in the middle of the carpet, you, then you're the one who gets crucified, essentially. But, you know, blessed are you who are persecuted for holiness' sake. You're really standing up for what's true. You're standing up for the safety of your children. You're standing up for family healing. And they can either accept that invitation and embrace that invitation to heal and to become a stronger, healthier family, or you might need to set some boundaries that says, you know, look, guys, we love you and we would love for you to be a part of our lives, but if you can't support this decision or at least respect where we're coming from, then we're going to need to set some boundaries with you too, and that would really break our hearts. But you're putting us in an impossible situation, and we have to choose what God is leading us to and what we believe is in the best interest of our children over anything else. So, Laura, you're doing the right thing. It's very hard, and you may end up having to grieve some of these family relationships, but you're absolutely in the right. There's really no question here. So thank you for having the courage to stand up to your family and to stick up for your kids. Thank you for having the courage to set these boundaries. We have added you to our Mortal Life prayer list so that God would give you the grace that you need to stand firm in holding up these boundaries despite the disagreement from your family. And if they continue to pressure you, it's okay to say, well, you know, we understand that you have different feelings about this, but we're not going to bend, and you can either support us or we'll need to set some boundaries with you too. Because they're part of the problem, right? If there is actually somebody who is a danger to children in your family and they're not seeing that, then they're part of the problem. And you're better off setting those boundaries with them, too.
I know how painful this is, so I want to say one more time, Laura, you are great parents. You must always put the well-being of your children first and teach them that even if somebody holds a position that should be a trustworthy position, that doesn't mean that they are a person who can be trusted, and they are always allowed to draw those boundaries. So you are doing heroic work here, even though it feels just awful.
Thank you for the call, Laura. God bless you guys. And with that, we're taking our next call. Who's up, Lisa?
Let's talk to our next caller who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hey, listener, welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi, I was calling because I'm having a hard time rebuilding trust with my husband of 7 years. We were talking about red flags, and although I have forgiven him for a lot of the behavior in the past, I'm still having a really hard time trusting him without me being around physically or having guy time. And I really,
you shared, if you don't mind me interrupting for just a second, you shared with our screener that this behavior that you're talking about having forgiven involved drinking, going to strip clubs, texting other women. So there's, I mean, this is not just, you know, he spent $50 without talking to you about it. I mean, we're talking about some serious, gravely offensive behavior. So what has he done to address that?
So he has gone to rehab. I've gone through Al-Anon. I've been doing a lot of spiritual work on my side, and same
good
with him. I've asked him to kind of step up more as the leader of our family, you know, just being a good Christian man. He didn't grow up Catholic. I'm a cradled Catholic. So we have some baseline understandings of what we expect in our dynamics within our marriage. And since he had been back, he's really made it a priority to go to Mass every Sunday with me. And we're really working on building that. I've kind of been leading him into, like, let's pray in the mornings together as a family. Let's talk about where we're at mentally with things.
That's
and
great.
So it's been a lot of work to get to this point. However, like I said, I still struggle with the red flags of, okay, we go to rehab for drinking, and now you're drinking again. Okay, I've kind of given it to God because I've loved him through this sickness, and I really take my vows seriously.
So in a situation like this, you know, when you're dealing with somebody who's struggling with addictions, and any recovering addict will tell you that it's not the words you listen to; it's the behavior. You know, that's how you know what's really going on and what's really in somebody's heart. You know, he went to rehab, but if he's drinking again, you need to assume that the rehab didn't work, and that he's very high risk for doing all the things that he did before. You know, that when you know somebody is serious about changing anything, especially an addict serious about changing, when they are doing as much rehab work as they need to. So, for example, you know, if going to a weekly meeting isn't enough, he needs to go every day. right? You know, and you need to be able to identify certain things that, that he'll, like the kinds of behaviors that you're talking about here, praying with you every day, going to Mass with you, you know, stepping up in general to help out with the family and, you know, all those things. And really tracking to make sure that he's doing those things. That's how you know whatever he's whether he's being healthy. If he's doing working the program, if he's doing the things you guys decided, then you can trust him. If he's not working the program, you can't trust him at all.
And part of working that program isn't just showing up for a meeting 1 hour a day. It's not hanging with the guys who take him to bars anymore and finding a new group of friends. It's making his cell phone completely open and apparent to you so that you can check it anytime you're feeling a little bit nervous to make sure he's not texting other women. That is him saying, I am so committed to my own health and well-being and spiritual good and to our marriage and family life that I will be completely transparent for you to you because I'm committed to this.
You know, your husband, you know, is not just, you know, addicted to alcohol. He's got multiple addictions, behavioral addictions as well, you know, sexual addiction. So he needs to be getting a lot of help and a lot of support, and he needs to be making a lot of big changes in, like Lisa was saying, his social groups and all of that. And if he's not doing that, you can't trust him no matter what he says. I'm glad to hear that you've been doing Al-Anon. I'd love for you to get back into that if you're not currently going. But I also encourage you to start seeking some individual counseling for yourself. Work with a marriage-friendly therapist. You might say, well, you know, I'm not doing marriage therapy. But yeah, you would, because a marriage-friendly therapist, even when they're doing individual therapy, kind of knows how to respect the context that you're living in, right? And to kind of help you work for the good of the relationship, whether that means setting boundaries or that means doing healing in some way. So I want you to work with somebody who is really able to give you those skills for knowing how to set appropriate boundaries, knowing how to tell whether the relationship is getting healthier or not, and is able to really enable you to become a stronger woman of God in this relationship so that you can stand up for what's true and what's healthy.
Because I'm really hearing here, okay, that you are this wonderful woman of God who is living for the day where this can be what you are feeling would be a more rightly ordered relationship. A, that you could trust him completely, but B, that he was taking spiritual headship in your family. But he is so addicted to things right now. You're jumping a huge chasm here. You can't just say, okay, he says he wants to be better, so he'll take complete headship over this family. He's not in that place yet. He's still dealing with so much illness, so much brokenness, and he needs that support. So you need the support of somebody who can help you really stay clear and level on who you need to be, how you need to be, what can be expected now and also but in the future. And you need somebody who's going to help you through that. Somebody who's not a marriage-friendly therapist, or even better, a good Catholic marriage family therapist, we'll just say to you, no, this is too hard. Just abandon the whole marriage. Just let it go. You don't want somebody who's doing that.
Well, but that said, I mean, if he's not doing rehab, if he's not working the program, then it's not your job to stay there and take it, especially if you have children. He might need you to set the very firm limit that says you need to choose whether you love me or you love the booze. You need to choose whether you love me and the kids, or you love going to strip clubs and texting other women more.
You need to choose whether you love yourself and you love God, or you love these other destructive things more.
And if he consistently chooses those other things with his behavior, the most loving thing for you to do would be to leave him, because he needs to experience the consequences of his actions and hit bottom before he'll ever get better.
And hopefully that will make him start to do the things he needs to do to get better, to save the marriage in the long run.
But a marriage-friendly therapist could coach you through all of that so that you do that in a way that would stand up for the long-term well-being of the relationship, whatever happens here.
We have definitely added you to our More of a Life prayer list. I can hear and feel your pain through this conversation. I'm so sorry you're going through it, and we will support you with all of our prayers so that you can help your husband make these changes.
If you're looking for faithful ways to respond to all of this, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. Thank you so much for the call. And we have to head to break, but as we do, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Proverbs chapter 14, verse 8.
The wisdom of the prudent is to discern his way.
You know, and this really highlights what we've been saying throughout the program, that when you have kind of a gut feeling that something's off in the relationship, don't ignore that. Bring it to God. Ask him to teach you how to respond to it, what to do about it. And don't stop praying about it until you have a sense of what to do about it, and you find the courage to address it, because, as Proverbs says, the wisdom of the prudent is to discern his way. All right, with that, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about those red flags in any relationship that you're in, that little sense, or maybe very big sense, that something is not what it should be. Let's talk it out together. 877-573-7825.
The most original Catholic content is on EWTN Radio.
On Mother Angelica Answering the Call, Father Joseph and Doug Keck mine decades of phone calls answered by Mother Angelica. Mother dishes out teaching, advice, laughter, and plenty of prayers as she takes calls from her family.
Mother Angelica Answering the Call, Sunday afternoon, 2 Eastern, on EWTN Radio.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you automatically own shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Cresta in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
Are you longing to hear God's voice? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian Prayer Series, will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking, and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is about red flags in all of our relationships. Those little signs, or sometimes big signs, that things are not the way they ought to be. What do you do about it? Well, let's talk it out together. You know, EWTN offers a lot of great programs, though, especially to help men out there. The show, The Catholic Cafe, airs Sunday mornings at 10:30 Eastern on EWTN Radio, where Deacon Jeff talks with men about how to share experiences, strengthen their faith, and be better husbands and fathers. Check it out, especially all you men out there who need more support in being godly husbands and fathers. The Catholic Cafe, Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. With that, let's go to our next caller. Lisa, who's up?
We're talking with our next caller who's listening to EWTN Radio in Nebraska on Spirit Catholic Radio.
Hi, listener. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi, thank you. Just some issues I've been struggling with my husband. With money, and buy lots of materials and random lots of things, spend a lot of money. And we've talked about it before, you know, he's the head of the household. I make sure that he's in charge of all our finances. However, I have a very hard time when there's like a package a day coming to our house, and I've brought it up before and just asked him kindly, hey, can we talk about these big expenses without you doing it on your own? And it's, you know, we have 5 children. We're in a lot of debt with school. And for me, our money should be going to the house, to the kids, to saving, to paying off debt. That's not the way he views things. I think that what he does is a stress relief for him. He works very, very hard, and things are on sale, and it's quick, 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 and packages coming all the time. And when I bring it up, you know, it could be hundreds of dollars that he's spending, and he's not talking to me about it. And I said, you know, if we're going to buy the kids a set of golf clubs, let's talk about it first if it's something they really need. And I've tried, and for a while it'll stop, and then it starts back up again. But he's very, very, very defensive when I bring it up. We have 5 children.
And I'm assuming that because you're saying you want him to just be the head of the household and take care of the bills, that you two are not sitting down on a weekly or monthly basis and coming up for a budget for what goes to your student loans and what goes to needs.
Right. We're paying off loans, and for what I spend money on is grocery shopping for the kids. And
so when he gets defensive, how do you respond when he gets defensive?
Lately, it's just been me saying, let's look at this from even, a Catholic standpoint, and how we need to not focus so much on the things of this world and what it teaches the kids. And he tells me, get the plank out of your own eye, you have struggles yourself. And I, when he does that, I say, of course I do. I have so many struggles that I am working on.
So let me sorry to interrupt, but there's only 4 minutes, and I want to make sure I'm sharing something that you can take home with. Are you said you're in a lot of debt. I mean, are you guys able to pay your bills? Are you saving for, for school, for retirement, those kinds of things? And this is extra money that he's spending, or this is money that's really preventing you from being able to pay off the debt and those sorts of things?
I mean, we are, every month there's money going toward, a very large part of our money is going towards his student loans that we're paying off. And obviously, the more that goes to it, the faster it gets paid off. We're not struggling to eat or any of that stuff at all.
So you're paying your bills and you're...
Yes, of course, yes.
Not necessarily, of course. I've talked to a lot of people. That's not the case. So, okay.
No, that's
that helps provide a little bit of context. Okay, so look. There are two concerns that I have. Two things I want to share. First of all, I'm a little concerned about the defensiveness and I want to talk about when you said he's the head of the household. Being the head of exercising headship in a marriage and family life does not mean that you get to set yourself up as a part-time pagan deity of your home. Okay, what that means, Ben, is that it's your job to facilitate the conversation with God by which you and your wife and your children make decisions. Right, it's your job to sit down with and lead the family in prayer to bring your concerns about money, about everything to God, and facilitate the process by which decisions are made where everybody's needs are met. It is not your right to do whatever you feel like doing. Right, that is setting yourself up as the pagan deity in your home that everybody else is supposed to worship. So if you're not facilitating that process of prayer where you're sitting down and saying together, Lord, this is how I feel about this situation. This is how my wife feels about this situation. Teach us what you want us to do about it and help us to take care of each other while we do it. Then you're in the wrong. So that's what healthy headship looks like. So the fear that you have in addressing this and being very firm about your concerns is coming from a distorted understanding of what headship really means. It doesn't mean you need to kind of shut your mouth and just do what he tells you to do. It means that he is responsible for facilitating the process by which you guys pray about things together and make mutual decisions for the mutual benefit of your family. So that's number one. So I want you to be encouraged and to have courage to continue to bring this issue up. The second thing, though, that I want to share is in terms of money issues, there are a lot of feelings about money, and it doesn't really matter what our feelings are. What matters are the facts, right? Are we paying our bills? Do we have a plan for paying down our debt? Do we have a plan for saving for retirement? Do we have a plan for saving for our kids' school? Assuming we're doing those things, and also charitable contributions, of course, let's not forget about, the fact that God wants
asks
our money
to us to tithe. Yeah.
If we're doing those things, if we're meeting those things, then money is there to let us have a more enjoyable life. So, but that's a big qualifier, right? Because most of us do struggle to pay our bills, to plan for retirement, to plan for school, to pay down our debt, and to be mindful of charitable giving too. Assuming those 5 things are being done, then yes, the money is discretionary, and you can spend it on the things that you want to spend, but you still need to talk about it together.
And make a plan for it. So you have to be able to say, what's discretionary? And then, in that discretionary income, each week or each month, how much of that is for you, husband, to just go ahead and spend for the things you want? How much of it is mine that I get to spend for my part? And if you decide because you're a minimalist that you're going to, save that, that's your choice. But you need to have those things spelled out or you're going to keep tripping over each other in hurtful ways.
So, it's number one, you need to be
praying about this together, and he needs to be receptive to your input as much as you need to be receptive to his. Secondly, you need to both be stop having this emotional relationship with money and be focusing more on the facts. Are we paying our bills? Are we planning for paying for a kid's school? Paying for it, planning for retirement, meeting our debts, and being concerned about charitable giving. If we're attending to those things and we still have some money left over, praise God, that's discretionary. But you still need to have a plan and talk about, you know, what are we going to spend those things on? You know, because maybe we have some home improvements, or maybe there's something that we need to get for the family. So having the, it's all about prayer and discernment together, not about just doing what he tells you to do. And it's all about making sure that our feelings aren't driving our financial decisions, but the facts are.
The two shall be made one, even in discussing our finances.
If you need more faithful support on this, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. You can also check out our book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. But those are available at CatholicCounselors.com. Well, folks, thank you so much for tuning in today. If you've got red flags that you're dealing with in some relationship, don't hesitate to reach out to us and let us help you find faithful solutions to those challenges at CatholicCounselors.com. And then get out there and celebrate the life God wants you to live, because you know what? With His grace, there really is so much more to life. Thanks for tuning in. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.